Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph is here in our mobile studio at Gotta Get a Bagel. He is the incoming Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Orthodox Union. It has been a while since we've seen him, although I did participate in a Zoom going away, virtual going away celebration that, frankly, I was glad that they gave me a small, tiny, tiny little role so I could express just how incredible a person Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph is. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Did you enjoy the virtual celebration that discussed your years at YU and commemorated the fact that you're moving on to the OU?
Well, the thing I enjoyed the most was your son David Schwartzman,
yeah,
who did a great intro and the play-by-play. And, of course, I did not make the over when Schwartzman projected that I would make it halfway before I started crying. I made it into Rabbi Berman's speech, and then the tears started. That was it. But it was very moving, and I really appreciated it, and totally undeserved.
Now that you mentioned the most important part of the program from that day, would you like to hear the pep talk that that MC was given beforehand?
Listen, the apple does not fall far from the tree, clearly. So
I mean, the reminders that there are members of the Board of Trustees on that call, things like that, you think that may have made it into the conversation?
I'm sure you were fundamental in making that all come together.
But in all seriousness, I find it, look, I'm an old guy already, I could say this, I find in life you get certain opportunities to make an impression on certain people. It happened to me many, many years ago. It happens to others. And you want to take advantage, frankly, of those opportunities. You want people to, leave with a good impression of you, et cetera. It's one of the things I try to impress upon my son. And by the way, it was interesting watching you and Rabbi Bernstein, who was just here, interact, because you are meeting more and more people now, I would guess, in your new role, or it's soon to be a new role, who are extremely talented and have really taken advantage of what I just described. When given an opportunity, they really shine. And this whole show is about NCSY Summer, as you know.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really, really talented people. And for us, it's amazing to watch, as we do this every year, more and more of them come into this whole group. It's pretty amazing. When you think about it, the Jewish world doesn't realize, certainly in the Orthodox world, I don't think realizes how much good young talent there is out there.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we've talked about it here, but I'd like to give a shout out every time I can to the fact that I went on the second ever Jolt.
Right.
And that program, because of that program, I am where I am today.
You said this during your quote-unquote JM and the AM exit interview.
Okay. Or, so I won't go through the story again.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah. It's a great story. Or entrance interview, depending on how you view it. And honestly, I had forgotten. I had forgotten that this was your entree,
yeah,
into the world that we know, a world so filled with Jewish talent and Jewish education. And for you, that summer experience was off the charts, I would guess.
Off the charts, fundamentally changed how I viewed life and introduced me to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, and that's right, how I ended up going and studying, and the great blessing that my parents gave me to study for 4 years in Israel. And that wouldn't have happened, would not have happened otherwise. And I talk about Rabbi Moshe Krupka, and I talk about Rabbi Ben Sion Scheinfeld, who made the introduction to Rabbi Lichtenstein, and Alana Goldscheider, and the Chal Chester, the great counselors that we had then, up to and including last summer, where my daughter, Marsha, who's going to be hopefully in Israel at Michal Mayan starting September, going with my son, Ozzy, who's going back Shana Bet, just in a couple weeks here, getting the flight ready. But Marsha last summer was on Hatzalah Rescue.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
And so because she was there, I took my mother, who had a big birthday. I'm not going to talk about what that number is. We don't talk about that publicly.
No shout out for that.
And we visited her last summer in Israel, surprised her for her birthday, and we got there. Her birthday happened to be the Erev Yom NCSY, and we got there, and I went to Yom NCSY for the first time. And again, NCSY Summer changed my life. Because that experience opened my eyes again to what NCSY is and has become and has changed and developed. And who knew 6-8 months later, when I was having conversations that I didn't know I was going to be having, and the excitement from Yom NCSY got me excited again and changed my life again. to where I am now heading to work at the OU.
Pretty amazing. Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph is here. You know, it's funny, the Israel Rescue Program, again, and I know some people claim I harp too much on this, but it's another one of those programs, in my opinion, where we didn't know how successful it could be. Language barriers, people riding with Israelis who are really familiar with the whole system. Yeah. It's rescue work. You know, it's complicated to, no matter what level you're at, it's complicated to get acclimated to it.
Sure.
And yet it ends up being one of the, I mean, where they were praising the kids who were with them, you know, throughout the entire summer.
Yeah. And it led my daughter to come back here and do her EMT training and, you know, passing all her tests. She's got one more test coming up this week. Amir Tsesham, but, you know, sort of inspired her in terms of what she wants to do and who she wants to be, and it's an amazing thing.
You know, you're the incoming executive vice president and COO of the OU, and that means that there are certain areas that you know you'd like to transform. There are certain areas where you have a vision, where you say to yourself, you know, we're at this level or at this place, and I'd like to see it go there. Most leaders operate that way. When it comes to NCSY Summer, It seems like the goal of someone like yourself, which is to see it grow and see it continue to influence children from around the U.S. and really around the world at this point, that would be the goal. I don't know if much adjustment is necessary. Not to tell you how to do your job, but you're walking into it. You're walking. Uh-oh. Maybe I am telling you about
to do not to
job.
Tell me how to do my job.
Not to tell you.
You know, when someone starts the things, you know, no offense. Or, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but you know how you can do your job.
Excuse me, it's only 50 minutes into the show. I don't want to throw the towel in now, if you don't mind. I'd like to remain here for a while. But in all seriousness, to us as the outsiders, it looks like this is a program that just keeps growing, keeps reaching more and more. There has to be some satisfaction on your end that this is going pretty well.
Absolutely, and I think there's so many things I'm finding just as I begin to scratch the surface. You know, I think I'm like a lot of other people. I mean, I'm obviously not, and we could talk about that another time,
but I'll vouch for that.
In this one way, I'm like other people. When we think we know what the OU is, we think we understand what it does, but then we start to scratch the surface, and me not always having a guardian on my mouth, I'll say in some of these conversations that we've had, and just even in interviews in order to get the job, well, why don't we do this? Oh yeah, we do that already. And not only do we do that, but we do this and that and the other thing. There's so much going on at the OU that a lot of people know about, but I think we sometimes think we know, okay, we know what NCSY is. But when you think about, well, NCSY Summer, do people really understand? People, Marsha, my daughter, again, going back to her, right, a few years ago, went to Camp Maor, which is part of NCSY, the amazing Sarah Khan.
We're going to speak to the director this morning. Yeah.
Okay, so what an incredible program for young girls and growing women to have that opportunity to go and be invested in and artistic in all kinds of ways in a summer. It was a growth opportunity for her that right. helped her to
but one
trajectory
of the, one
to
of the
change.
Things our listeners don't realize, not to praise you too much, but what they don't realize is that, you know, you are, as both Rabbi Berman and President Berman and President Joel said in your going away party, they both spoke about your incredible forward thinking, forward vision, looking at things and imagining what they can be like down the road. That's something that's, you know, a skill that many of us, you know, envy, frankly. And not everybody's got it. As a leader, it can only help if you have it. And if you're saying that you look at NCSY Summer or make certain suggestions or why not, and you see they've already been implemented or you see that, then that's, to me, a really important statement. That's coming from somebody who, you know, was always thinking down the road.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that there are things, as you've said, you can always do more. And you can look at it both quantitatively and qualitatively, right? So are there going to be more programs, more opportunities for different kinds of students, different kinds of kids, different kinds of counselors? What are we doing with, you talked about, you started before, about the amazing people at the OU, at NCSY.
A lot of talent, a lot of talent.
Talent, Rabbi. You know,
yeah, a lot of talent.
How many people? I don't want to say one name and I'm not going right. to say the other, right? What are we doing with all that talent? And how are we growing that talent to be the next and the next and the next? And so I think that sometimes there are strategies within the strategies of how you can continue to grow. And again, both on a quantitative perspective, but also the quality.
It's funny, I think about this all the time. I have a nephew, frankly, who's known as a really talented person in the NCSY system. And I always say to myself, you know, he's somebody who could impart on others the ability, the skills, the education necessary to do his type of work. And that's a really important function, right? It's not just doing what you do, but we also want you to educate others how to do it and teach them the skills
sure.
of how to relate to both students and parents. It's a really important consideration, frankly. Now, because you're going to be at the OU, I think you and I have to come to a certain agreement. When you were up at Yeshiva University, if there was any breaking news regarding the Yeshiva University Maccabee basketball team, you would, of course, text me first, and then everybody else would get, you know, part of the action, part of the information. I think if anything significant becomes kosher under the OU label over the next few years, I would like you to keep me in mind for breaking news. You have my number to text me. I'd like to be in the know, and frankly, I'd like to be the first to be in the know. So if there's anything either down the road that you anticipate or any information you have definitively, please let me know as soon as
right.
possible.
You're always my first call, Nachum. Always my first call, and that's why you knew before my own parents about my own children being born. You heard it here first, folks.
Why
it was on JM in the AM.
Why do I think you're kidding? You think that's unreasonable of me to ask that I should be first
on your
list for breaking news like that?
Never unreasonable.
You're sitting in the OU office. You will be in the epicenter of anything important that happens when it comes to the world of kosher.
And I have you on WhatsApp, so I can get it right to you as soon as I know.
I will tell you that you are surrounded by incredible talent when it comes to NCSY. You're also surrounded by incredible talent when it comes to, well, this we discussed actually in our prior conversation. The rabbis that are aligned, we should say, with the OU, that work very hard, both kosher-wise and otherwise, synagogue services. This is something we saw blatantly during the COVID situation we're in, how they are very active in supporting shuls and helping rabbis decide what to do. And what to implement during these times. So, again, I know I keep saying it. You're surrounded by a lot of talent in many different ways. It's an organization that has tremendous growth potential, even though it has already come so far at this point. So we wish you good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we never talk about how much I love music. It's always basketball, basketball, basketball with you.
Do you love music?
I love music.
Really?
I'm a huge music fan.
What did you listen to in the Gush? What was hot when you were in the Gush? Or in the Gush, after the 18 hours in the Beis Medrash, there's no time for music, Dr. Joseph.
That's right. So, but Shabbos, we used to sing.
Ah.
We used to sing in the stairwells, and we used to have a tish in my room.
Who
Friday
would lead? Who would lead? Would you lead those
tishes?
That
was my tish, yeah.
Really?
In my room, yeah.
And what would be the signature song? Like, what would be a...
I think we were just singing it this weekend. Vili Yerushalayim,
I think was a big one
for us back in the day, so no question.
And imagine being that close to Jerusalem and singing Vili Yerushalayim. That's inspiring
beautiful.
In and of itself.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right, I'm glad we had the chance to talk a little bit about music. I assume this won't come up again for another three.
It's not as fun as basketball,
for another three, four conversations. By the way, you should know, I mean, and I guess we don't have time to go into it, but I did want to give you my opinion about the possibility of the NCAA Division III actually starting up this year. I don't know if you want to hear it or not.
I would love to hear your prognostication.
Since you are somebody who not only is a brilliant university leader and has proven so, but in addition you're in touch with many other university leaders, I thought here's what you would do. You would take this example of what's happened in Orlando with the NBA, and you would suggest to your colleagues, hey, let's just sequester all the guys in one place, let them do all their classes via Zoom, and we'll be able to play the season. Can you imagine the entire Skyline Conference having a bubble that they could go ahead and participate and play the sports? We don't have to wait till the spring. We can get this going in September.
I'll bring it straight to the presidents of the
I
Skyline.
I see you're not nearly as excited about this as I am.
I think education comes first in this kind of situation.
Whoa, wait a second. I could see already. I see what you've taken away from your university experience. My parents would be happy to hear this, but I'm devastated. Education before basketball, you're saying?
At least till January. How about that?
Yeah, I hope you're right that it actually will start up at some point during the year. Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph, congratulations.
Thank you.
Make this a habit, please. Visit us as often
Amen.
As possible.
Looking forward to it, and thank you for covering this really important, incredible event. Yom NCSY is amazing, and thank you all for all of your work for NCSY.
It is a great event, and they're a great organization. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.